Good morning, listeners. Here is Eva Schubert with Bohemian Inspiration again. Today's topic, I will talk about 7 ways that will show you how to be a fabulous partner. How great it is. You know, it's very important that we really accept and we know that we deserve big and wonderful love in our relationship. And we also take full responsibility for our life. And we also take good care of our best assets, our mind, heart, spirit, and body. So this year is already 3 months ahead. And of course, we still have time to make a better or the best relationship. If you would like to make something that will bring more love and health to your relationship, but you don't know where to start, let me share with you some ideas which will help you to follow. Just listen and find out what you can do to become an incredible partner for your other half. So let's start. What's the first one? Instead of checking your social media profile, spend more quality time together. Very many people that are involved in a long-term relationship or even marriage end up spending too much time on social media, neglecting their relationship. Time is already short, so it's a real shame that we choose to spend it by checking our mobile phones, instead of enjoying it with the person we love the most. So, if you want to be a better partner, just put your mobile phone aside and spend your spare time with your better half. What's the second one? Improve your communication by talking more often. Of course, we also have to listen more. But what I mean with talking more is communicate together. Talk in the morning just for a while when you have your cup of coffee, or share your experiences during the day. If you can, even send a few messages or just enjoy a short talk. It's really up to you. You should consider your partner as your best friend as well. The person that gets to know your every thought or idea. Talking and having a laugh together does more for your relationship than you can imagine. Humor is very, very important. What's the third one? Make time for the intimate part of your relationship as well. Not very many people like to admit it, but sex is an important part of every relationship. Instead of being close and intimate, we prefer to turn off the lights and turn on our mobile phones. Yes, again, I'm talking about mobile phones. Funny, isn't it? It's like an invisible wall is growing between you and your partner. Yes, we can be tired after a long day at work, but it's impossible to feel this way every single day. Relax. Wait, a candlelight, or candlelight dinner, or a glass of wine, and start being romantic once more. Look at the sunset and enjoy your relationship. What's the fourth one? Go back to holding hands. Simple gestures like holding hands and giving a kiss on the cheek or forehead now and then can really improve your relationship. Holding hands is like a secret message to the world that shows the love between the two of you. Make your better half feel like you just met. By holding hands, each time you have the chance. And what's the fifth one? Of course, practicing self-love. You know, I am quite often talking about self-love. And if you want to be loved, you need to practice self-love. A person that does not love herself or himself may appear needy in the eyes of the partner, and no one wants such a person around. Respect and appreciate yourself, and your partner will feel the need to do the same. Self-love doesn't help just to start a relationship, but also to find the right partner for you. When you love yourself and you know that you are worthy of a beautiful relationship, then you will attract the right people into your life. What's the sixth one? Do not hesitate to be creative. Creativeness is welcome in a relationship, each relationship. Don't hesitate to try a new recipe and impress your partner. Or allow your creativity to guide you on a date. Even if you don't see yourself as a creative person, you should start stimulating this part because it can really transform you into a sensual partner for the person you love. And finally, what's the seventh one? Don't keep emotions on the inside, but let them out. Letting your emotions show is not a sign of weakness. Express yourself. Without expression, it leads to what? Depression. It takes a lot of strength to admit what you are feeling. If you are on a first date and you know that you are nervous, instead of talking too much, just take the time to admit that you feel nervous. If you are in a relationship and you love your partner, don't hesitate to let him or her know this, as it will help you grow a stronger bond. And last but not least, what makes you vulnerable makes you more beautiful. This affirmation is from famous Brené Brown, who talks about vulnerability. So take these seven tips as a something for improvement of your relationship and to be great and wonderful partner to each other. Thank you very much for listening, and speak to you next Friday. Bye bye.